pretty hard this time. Put out two washings and wash bed spreads and everything, and so I had already ironed some when you came. I guess I laid down and gone to sleep a little bit.
Well, we'll hurry right.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Take much more time. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
No. It's a reception that they have after they. A serenade? A serenade. Oh, yeah, that's been so long back, too, that I've forgotten that.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave, or what will get you?"
The boogeyman. Boogeyman.
What?
We used to say boogerman. Boogerman when we were kids.
How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Happy. Merry Christmas.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to this very far."
Carry.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water and it can draw its four legs and head and tail completely?
Terrapin.
Say it again for me.
Terrapin.
What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Turtle.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins. I don't do that either. My mother and them used to eat them, but we kids never would eat them.
Can the insides of other creatures be eaten? What do they call it if they are eaten?
Well, the liver. And that liver of a
what about the intestines?
Oh, of any other. Oh, a tripe. A beef. Beef's called tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that can be used on a lake?
Would it be a canoe or a rowboat?
Flat-bottomed.
Flat-bottomed.
Would be a...
Are they called a barge? I know they wouldn't be.
I was going to say, would you make a distinction between a canoe and a rowboat, or are they the same in your?
Oh no, a rowboat, a canoe. I know, you know, they're shaped up. A rowboat, I guess.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty beads."
String or strand. Strand sometimes.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
whipped.
Say it again for me.
Whipped.
What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he is squatting down? You know, you might say he got down on his, you know, when he's sitting, sort of.
All fours?
Squatting down. No, no. Just his feet.
Haunches. Haunches.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, "He never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a..."
Miser.